63 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets on this Friday. And filling in for Bill Mayer, we're joined by Ed Dunn from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, things closing yesterday on the lower side. March corn at a 2-week low. March beans at a 6-week low. What are we seeing so far today?
Unfortunately, more of the same, Brian. And we'd love to get this thing to rebound today. It could be a key day for us, as you just hit on, where we're setting some lows. We punctured a 200-day moving average on soybeans, and so you add to the negative tone that's happening in the technical side, the fundamental news coming out, both corn and soybeans, you know, some U.S. outlook forums that came out yesterday and today, International Grain Council releasing global numbers. In everything, I could go through them, but basically everything is showing more bushels, more production, and pointing to lower prices. Corn and soybeans both. Add to that the fact that South America is in the middle of harvest and they're punching out a pretty good crop down there. It is really kind of leading towards the heavy side. We're down a couple cents today, and we really need this thing to rebound and give it some stability. So if we want to look at current prices, March corn is at 364. That's down 1.5 today, and that's down a little over 4 cents for the week. D's corn at 390.25. That is down 1.5 today and down 4 cents for the week. March beans are at 1009.5. That's down 2 for the day, down 23 cents for the week. November soybeans are at 1001, down 3.5 today, down 17 for the week. Look at July wheat. That is currently at 461, down 6 for the day and down 7.5 for the week. Moving over to the livestock side, we have the April cattle is at 116.22. That is down 30 for the day, but actually up about $1.20 for the week. We switch over into the financial sector, and we have the Dow is at 20,760, which is down 50 for today. Gold is making a little bit of a rally today. And finally, I want to add on to those looking at crop insurance. We have 2 or 3 days left in the February averaging period. Looks like that Dease corn is going to come in an average somewhere around 396 to 397, and November soybeans will average in that 1018 to 1020 for those looking for those numbers for crop insurance.
All right, Ed. Well, thanks a lot for the update.
You bet, Brian. Thank you.
You bet. Ed Dunn with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us on this Friday morning. In weather today, an active day on tap, mostly cloudy skies. Showers and thunderstorms likely, especially this afternoon. Look for a midday high around 68 degrees. Temperatures falling to the mid-50s by this afternoon. South winds will shift to the west, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, much colder. A slight chance of rain, possibly mixed with snow after midnight. The low 28, west winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Decreasing clouds for tomorrow and a slight chance of snow before noon with a high of 33 degrees. Northwest winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 63 degrees at 9 o'clock.